Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes. Wonderful. Sam Cooke. Change. Okay. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Good to be here. And title, what we have to talk about here today, is how Indo-European Hittites originated from Elohim hybrid creation of Ham. Who is Ham? Let's see if we have a Google to tell us about Ham. Oh. let's say biblical. Ham definition. Okay. All right. Ham in Hebrew. Hebrew pronunciation. According to the table of nations in the book of Genesis. Now, there's a problem. What is written in the Bible Genesis, because the book is not certified as history. So we just cannot accept what the Bible says about the generation of people after the flood, because the Bible is not written by academic certification. That is a problem with Christianity. Christianity is not record of the past. It's not history. It's something that these law breakers invented. They invented the biblical creation to challenge real historic. Real historic history, record of the past. They want the Bible to be believed on. So therefore, you're not going to get any evidence of the creation in Genesis. Now, do you understand what kind of world we're living in? All right, let me see if I can get something about who is Ham and why Hittite Indo-Europeans now hooking themselves into the bloodline of the black people. Now, if they were in Europe and trying to do that, that would be one thing, because then, you know, it would be a long way before they can affect us. But when they come into our territory and take control of it, that's a different story. Who wants a race war? Is it us or them? We don't go where they are. We don't bother them. So why do they, everywhere we go, it's not like they do something that, you know, would go away. They're not going away. And they have nothing to do with bringing civility into the world. I mean nothing. Why they have a Bible writing all these old bunch of nonsense? Idiotic. Sodomite. Foolishness. About God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the Sabbath. Why? Now, is something wrong with the black people? Or something wrong with these white people? And if black people get too stupid to handle it, you know what's going to happen? See what is happening right now? Now, we're going to talk about Ham. Who is Ham and Shem in the Bible? In verses 25, Genesis? What is the chapter? Don't see that. Noah names Shem and Japheth as the brethren of Ham. The table of nations. Now, I'm in Google, right? I'm getting this from Google. And Google is basing the existence of the black people by, they're basing it on what they wrote in the Bible. Now, it's not history, right? Now, you see what happened to the black people now? They don't have government. Not that they don't have government originally. We have government. Still do. But these sodomites come in and say they make up their own law and they're going to govern us with it. Nothing don't go like that. Thing at all. It doesn't matter, oh, you're uncivilized. You don't buy that. You can sit through that. When you have, you know, these depraved and people with these kind of a dirty mind, uncivilized, grudgeful, bad mind, murderer, marauders, right? They're the one who come around and bothering the civilized people. It's not just a colloquial thing. Go back in the Bronze Age and you see them. When they began to get a little bit of intellectual knowledge, a little civilized knowledge, they make, you know, a crime a career. White people. Every white people in the African territory. They want you to forget what the history is. You see what I mean? They are the one who teach you, don't bother with the past, you know, deal with the present. Yeah, because it's the new world order. These white people want black people to think about. Forget about the past. That's what these faggots is telling African people. And if we gone too far off our sober mind, then, you know, we don't have a culture or civilization anymore because these white people come in and they set up a new system. If you don't know that, they set up a new system. That's why they write the Bible. You know, to tell you about a God that don't exist, Christ that never exists. And, you know, they do it so bad that there's no way black people shouldn't find out. You see, because when you talk about changing the original calendar to a new calendar, that it's not just counting days, months, and years. That's not what they are using this calendar to do. It's to take, seize everything black people have. Imperial colonialism. That's it. That's all it does. So when black people sit one side and allow them to write Bible and use the Bible to undercut real historical records, what is that? When you make these homosexuals that don't have civilized brain to begin with, it's not just adding and subtract. It's civility. Civility embody everything that is civilized. Reading, writing, the whole thing. These folks don't come up into civilization. They come up into Europe 2 million years before anybody else come around. They were the offspring of Homo erectus. When we are going to church and all this kind of stuff, our brain is gone. I grew up in the church. I can tell you about that. Today, the civilization of the world is corrupted because these white people take it all over and rework the understanding, the colloquial then indigenous understanding of civilization. They don't have nothing to do with our civilization, and we are allowing them to write Bible, write all kind of stuff, and change up the concept, the philosophy of civilization. That's what is happening. And when we allow them to come in and take over our societies, that is not something that is to happen. And anybody who read history, read the Bible, know that they go into history to write a Bible and make all the mockery they want to make, and all they want to do is to see that we are compliant with what they're writing. When, you know, those it's madness. Sodomite has nothing to do with civilized people. They're not civilized. It doesn't matter what they say or what they do.
They are not accredited with civilization at all. So they get a little knowledge, and they begin to, like, you know, look in what way they can push black people who don't read much of anything or don't know anything. They're definitely going to have a field day, like they are right now. And you don't have any black people with knowledge that has, you know, bossy power over what is African. It's civility. We don't allow them to do that. We don't allow them to do that. You don't allow white people to come into our territory and say they're controlling us. No. That is not written anywhere. Oh, they can control us as long as we believe the lies they write about prophecy, Adam and Eve in a garden, right? It's not something tolerable anymore. Once knowledge appears, now those who speak ignorance and civilized stuff, we don't tolerate them in our territory. Now, we have these people, like in America, 400 years now. And you mean to tell me no black people don't find anything as historic fact about government and how society run? You mean nobody no come up with sense to read the history of authority? Isn't the history the record of the past that brought us where we are here today? So why is it that black people just want food and clothes and cars and some money? And wanting those things under the Sodomite, white people, them New World Order, A.D. and Adamani. This Jesus stuff. I mean, isn't it time for black people to know, no, Jesus never exists? Isn't it time for black people to know 1,000 years ago? Is these rogue white people, nomads, going all over the world to start destroy the African people established success that 100,000 years migration out of Africa and coming to the outer world out here, right? And at that time, these white people couldn't do anything. They didn't know anything. It's to say it. Now, let me see somebody who's going to come and tell me what I'm saying is not true. All right, watch this. 347-850-1358. I tell you, if you call me don't want to talk about nothing else but this. When we talk about this, we can talk about something else. But this is exactly the ultimate authority on planet Earth. Black people must get out of their, you know, the white people mentality, okay, and understand that what they write is about creation story, not Nagasa, okay? And you can't talk with your just your breath and your assumption. No, go into the history. Go into the history because somebody's going to say, is man right? Satan? See, that level of ignorance is not going to get a person into the knowledge of civilization. Now, I grew up into the confusion of civility. As I grew up believing, you know, what the Bible says. And it's not until, you know, I was kept alive until I was able to read and determine what I have read. Okay? Really? What we are doing right now, we are eating out of the white people them toilet. That's what we are doing. Because the Bible is a toilet book. It totally remove the black people who, you know, over the past 2,000 years, concept of a world that don't exist, because there is no Christmas. There is no Christmas that is civilized. Okay? Easter, not civilized. They are no different from Halloween. That don't make no sense. But yet still, the white people popularize these things. That they kill the black people, possess what they have. Because they come here and it is in the history. They don't come with nothing. They don't have nothing. And it's learned. It's a learning experience for them. They know when they come around us, they're going to learn something, because we're not going to hold back nothing from them. We're going to teach them what we know. That's the problem. So if you think that white people own anything in African territory, they don't. And talk to me. They come in and making their own law to black people, because they find out that black people, even if when they can read with PhD, they act like they are only limited to a certain level of action and behavior. They are limited. And they, by the church, suck them in, and they believe what the Bible talk about God and Jesus. That, you know, that PhD and degrees that they have, only a domestic thing. Only about, you know, certain kind of mundane things. If you ask them about astronomy, ask them how the earth is related to the sun. Ask them, why do we have 24 hours a day? They can't explain those things there. They, because they are taught in the Bible to believe nonsense. It's not even on the academic certification that you're reading in the Bible. And what they're using the Bible as their source of authority. Now, I'm telling you, that is dead flesh, fly blowing dead flesh. Stink. When we believe in that, we don't know where we are. We just don't know ourselves. He's sodomized, clearly. Else history textbook. Don't tell you that white sodomite people, the sodomite culture, are mentally fit people. No. No, because I'm telling you, you cannot be civilized if you're fucking a person's ass. Common sense don't tell you that is something for you to fuck. So what do you want? What do you want I, as an African person, who read and understand, to condone what I see as a government here, when the World History textbook tells what government is, and we are under these fucking ass white people? When they call AD and Adamani, destroy all the good knowledge that we have here coming from antiquity. They destroy it as much as they can. Do we have mouth? Do we have eyes to see and ears to hear? Why are we under these mentally ill white fucking ass people? What? You tell me. They teach dogs to be homosexual and other animals to be homosexual. They are not satisfied with just fucking each other's ass. These people are psychologically wicked blind. And they read it, the thing is to kill the black people out. Because they find out you don't have any sense, you're not making any sense to them. Right? They make up everything to start a different system that goes against civilization. And they even wrap up with civilization like they have anything to do with civilization. I know better than that. And I am saying their white ass need to go back and fuck their ass back over the steepie where they come from. I don't see it differently, because when we are being sponged, Saddam might believe that they are killing black people every day. They don't care none of black people, because black people who are like, they know more than a whole dog with Alzheimer's. That's the way the best black people are today. Most of them, because I can't say all of them. And I make up the number of those who have come to see and willing to say, I was not seeing half a century of my life. I wasn't seeing the real world. And when now come and read real historic accounts where we are coming from, you cannot identify with the certified history. You can't identify with it when you believe in the Bible. So you have the Sumerian prehistory, and you have the World History textbook record that agrees with the basic pattern of civilization. These sodomites, they are writing in the World History textbook and putting their Christianity in there. And like totally push aside the history that give us who we are, tells us about who we are. Them writing about Adam and Eve in a garden. Go and fuck your ass and leave the black people territory alone. You're not going to come here and work your trickery on us when we don't understand and think, okay, all right, we can't tell you nothing. Take your stinking ass out, Terry. Because everything that white people out there are carrying on, they get it, the knowledge and the understanding from the black people, and turn around and kick us out. Now, you think we don't know that we came out of Europe, of Africa 100,000 years ago? You white fucking idiot, uncivilized. You don't think that we know that? Why you want us to sit down and you control us? No. Civilized energy works. You better understand now. Because guess what? We belong to the thunder that rolls, the lightning, the tornadoes, the hurricane, the earthquake. That's the power we belong to. All right? I'm not sitting here talking for nothing. I know what the reality is. And that is what I am clinging to, because the intent inside of me, in my blood, comes from the gods. That's what is inside of me. So all it is that black people have been victimized by these fucking ass white people, whatever they do to us from knowledge, right? Well, they're not coming from civilized bases. They come from hominid and Homo erectus and crossbreed with higher blood than themselves. And this is what we get. This is what we get. As soon as we find out what is our existence in the record, now there is nothing there for any white people at all. So we trace and find how they come to mingle with us, and it's basically they get a little knowledge and they feel like they're better than black people. Right? Yes. Now, the fact is what we have in the world is the truth of record. That's it. And if they decide that they don't want to abide by it, well, we did not make that. The Elohim in history set up everything here. And this is where the tunnel is going for them. Okay? If they think they have brain now to do all the things that are good for the world, they're lying to themselves. They are too ignorant to understand what structure civilization on the earth. They deny everything that the history says and make up their own thinking, their own information. In law and everything, it must be the way these fucking mud-ass white people, they think it's all right. It's not all right. Go back to your fucking Europe with it. It's not all right. Your day come when you gonna go back. Okay? Because clearly, there's not a lot of African people get to read and understand anything. And they have really been, reconstructed. Too many have been reconstructed to think like sodomite people. All right? Well, there come a time when, you know, those who are going to perish will perish. But there are those who will turn to the light of civilization. And it is right in the book. They don't have anything to show that they have right to be ruling over nothing earth. And that's where the fact is. Now, let them come forward, not with guns, but come with their intellect and prove they have a right to what black people have. Because everywhere we are, it's not one place, not two places. All of these places, they come in right behind us and kick us out. Now, if you think that is civilized as a black person, you got to be an idiot. I mean, your head is done. You need a whole bunch of control. If you can see, you need to clean out your brain. We come and see the problem, and if we develop knowledge to understand it, what do you think we are supposed to do? Go along with these people who are not our culture, the fucking ass, from they evolved long time, 2 million years ago. That's what they like to do. That's not what we are about. African ethnic people don't have blood to fuck us. We don't see us as a sexy thing. These white dogs, that's what they're about. And they want us to accept it. And if we allow them to strive with this bogus A.B. and Adamani and this Jesus Christ, and, you know, you must accept Jesus Christ. If you allow them to impose that on us, you are dead. If we allow these foolishness to continue, we are mentally dead. But I'm telling you now, I'm not waiting for nobody. I'm not waiting on no one to endorse what I'm saying. I'm not looking for endorsement. And I am one person, right? And of all the people that hear what I have to say in the world, I bring an end to these white people fucking black people up with government. They don't have a, we have government long before they ever can make A or B. You see, we are under government. They come and see us under government and they decide they are making their own government. For who? For us? Look, what kind of sense do you think a white man has to make a dog fuck his ass in biology and in hormonal power and influence? What kind of hormone they have? A man, even when is when, first of all, them start off with fucking each other, I think. And man fucking each other and woman playing with each other's vagina or, you know, ovum or something, what they call it. Now, I am saying, these folks, what do you think influence them to sex when they want a man and even dog to fuck their body? Answer to that. Do you know sex is what either builds a civilization or a culture and a civilization? It is sex. You don't take sex like what you see they're running a government. I know they're not. And, you know, without any violence at all, let's talk. Let's talk and see what come out in the wash. Okay? They don't belong here. Taking away everything from us in our own territory. And like say, we must like it. Like it never belonged to us. Dear God, tell them. And dear God, King God, that you're reading about in the Bible, whether or not you want to accept it, you know, look, you know, I'm profound and I'm real. Because we see the unreal in our faces every day, night and day. And we must accept it because these people make up churches and say that's where we have to go. At this new world are the fucking sodomites. The Bible, there, Adam and Eve. Fucking sodomite story. You're gone, long time run past the world of sober to world of spiritual. It's over with now. It's not going to be tolerable anymore. They will think that they have a right to be here. I'm telling them, get their ass out and go back where they come from. Go back to the Stippy. Okay? At the Pontic Caspian Black Sea or something like that. East, you know, southeast of Europe, you know, you got to go back out because you're not a part of our civilization. And I'm telling you that. Tell you what we are controlled by. We are controlled by the energy. We are controlled by the energy the gods use to set this system up. You see, when you read the things that these faggots write in World History textbook, when you know they're calling themselves all kind of alias names, okay, because they don't want to be what do they do now? Yes, they want to be transferable, right? They don't want to give an identity of themselves and the things that they have done over the past 2,000 years. They don't want to do that. So they go by all kind of alias name. You see, they like come across like, you know, back in time, there was a military power called this one, Hittite and Philistine, and a lot of them, it's a lot of them. They call themselves Romans. Yes, they come and call themselves Roman, and they do it in these. Give it this mystique kind of way of writing about it and stuff like that. And not even, I cannot find one document, I can't find one documentary that tells you exactly how white people come to be called Romans. I can't find one. Because all of these guys, when they talk about Rome. Talk about it like Rome existed from hundreds of thousands of years ago. No. But the only time Roman came into white people as a name was when they overthrew the king in 509 BC. Prior to that, you know, see, they have nothing that they were Roman. When they want to overthrow this king, they they make up stories, you see, and talk about they don't say Indo-European overthrow the king. They say it's not, you know, it's not even a good noun for you to identify someone, nobleman. No, what the heck is nobleman? Can you tell me? You see what I mean? They think they are so smart because they have the interbreed bloodline of the black people into them, these white people. That's why they are doing what they do. They couldn't do it on with the blood of the Homo erectus. You see? And neither could they do it with the Neanderthal. But Neanderthal has helped them, put them into a higher human bracket. What the fuck? Ah, still, they can't get rid of that. You see what I mean? So, they now have people in the world so confused because these generation are white, you know, honest, you know, generation, culture, sodomite culture. That's what they are anyway, right? They have this intellect. And you see, they behave like, you know, that level of intellect that they have, that's all there is to it. And they dominate the black people with just that attribute that they have. And then it means that they put you in a position to accept, and there's nothing to it. You know, it's like that's the way they are saying, oh, this God in the Bible make all of us, you see. If you can't go beyond that, it's your intellect. I tell you what, you're going to die in your confusion. I tell you, we are in a bad shape, but those who seek will find. Those who seek will find. If they think that they're going to kill off all the black people and settle the world into habitat of faggots all over the world. That's not true. That's not true. Now, all we need to destroy them, speak the truth. Speak the truth. And all these old bunch of trash that I'm telling you that these people have done, and they want us to look at them now like they are the ones that rule the world. They don't rule no more than the asshole they fuck. That's what they're ruling. Because the law where they make, it's not law. It's not civilized law. AD is not civilized law. AD and Adamani, not civilized law at all. It's ass fucking contrivance. I said ass fucking contrivance. That's what AD and Adamani is. Christmas and Easter and their 4th of July celebration. That's what it is. Anywhere you think I go wrong, talk to me about it. If you don't have the number, I give you the number right now. 347-850-1358. Call me. You see what I mean? Because it doesn't make any sense. We are wasting our time with these white, honest fucking people. You know what I mean? When what we have is not what we have, it's theirs. Oh, come on, prove it. Come prove it. History shows white people, them talk about they have founding fathers. They have fucking ass relatives. That's what they have. These people are seven man making constitution. Yes, they are so uncivilized that they don't know no better. They come into a world with kingship government. Kings, law code. when they're talking about that they're making 2,000 years ago. I mean, you don't have kingship laws, law code, thousands of years before that. Now, why didn't they seek to abide by the laws that the kings wrote, coming from the gods? Everything around us that is made by the gods, that causes civilization, and why anybody is talking today and making sense. But these faggots, you see, no sooner than the gods migrate back to their homeland. Now watch and see the African people not behaving like, you know, the way they should. So they plan and decide to like squash the liberty of the black people and take over everything. That's what they do. But listen, it is something, it is a problem that need people who read and understand to deal with. Because if you don't, you can't touch that. You cannot touch that. If they're writing another illustration of civilization, where do you think you're going to go with that? When these fathers write a Bible and tell you about a creation, we're not no gossip. What do you think is going to happen to the generation that believe that? It's like what has happened to us right now, because you don't hear black people talking about slavery in a certain way. I grew up in Jamaica, and my parents never talk about slavery. I didn't know nothing what slavery is, you know? So what I'm telling you is that black people are destroyed long time. But not all of us are destroyed. And not everybody born going to be get their brain destroyed. Because there are people now who are waking up. A whole lot of people are waking up and know that, you know, these white people are adversaries. But the way to deal with them is that nobody's, you know, there's hardly people seeing where the information is and how to get that historic information and then let it permeate. Okay? This is the problem. So what I'm trying to tell you now, no, we don't want a race war from nobody at all. We want tornadoes to clean up their filthy fucking asses all over our territory. Clean them out. That's what we need to do. That's what we are to begin to attract the gods, because they have been doing and trying to along that line. But they're doing it when we're filling up church. We are going to church. You see? And that gripes the God to see we don't, not using our senses. You see? That these people make up this useless law only to fool the civilized people. You see? But whenever the knowledge, there's nothing they can do about it. And there's just no way that we're going to sit down and let this shit in our heads. We're not going to do that, because the truth is an offense. The truth is dangerous to people like these white folk pretending that they are more civilized than black people. And that's not what the history says. You see, they are thieves and robbers, and what they do gives up the goods on them, where they're coming from and all that. They cannot stand up to the truth at all. By us, like, just giving them the reign, let them rule, then, you know, it doesn't matter what they say wrong, as long as you believe what they're saying. Right? So I am telling you that these folks are really challenging the black people. But, you know, remember, not all of us going to wind up be dead fools. You see. because they're killing us like we don't have no sense or can deter them. Listen, destroy AD and Adamani because they use that as law to kill black people. It's not a joke. That's what they're doing. And I can prove that to you any different way. Because what do they have to tell us when they have this? Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of sins of the Catholics from antiquity to modern evil, Vatican officials said Tuesday. Pontiff will make the plea for pardon unprecedented in the church's history. The church's history. The Vatican said during the prayer of the faithful. They are prayer of faithful too. Listen to the target there. You know what I mean? Prayer of the faithful. Now, you have to have good reading of history to scour out all these nonsense. When you read them, and you know that they don't make no sense if you don't read and know. You swallow it. So it goes on to say, this is unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said. Unprecedented, right? During the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. Now, this is the place where they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, and take over the land there where the Pope is. You don't know that. You need to know that. Okay? I'm not blowing hot air at all. I'm talking logic. I'm talking facts. Legal. Okay? Where civilized law come from? It don't come from these white fucking ass people that tell us, oh, they share up all the land among themselves back in the 19th or 20th century. Yeah. Share up the African people's land among themselves. And see, they are the billionaires today. And black people leave it all up to them because we got here and migrate and try to get a job underneath where they have stolen the wealth of the Africans. Okay? And set up something like the Pantheon to teach people a way of life. I know that them I do. They make up a Bible to bring you underneath their rule where you will accept married to someone who wants to fuck your ass. And now they bring so many black people to be thinking 100% contrary to their own historic existence. That will continue as long as black people never understand what has happened. But as long as we understand, the truth is strong enough to drive these people out of our surroundings. Yeah, it must happen because if they can leave where they are and create such a problem for us, so what kind of problem would we be creating if we get an attitude because of knowledge and they don't have a right here? What are they going to tell us? Why they come here? They're on land too. Why didn't they make well on the land that they come up? But as soon as we came out with our civilized, we can vineyard, we can do all kind of things. And they come and learn it from us. And now taking over from us. Now. And there is nothing to happen besides black people know what to do. And you don't let them tell you about democracy because a fucking ass type of concept that, where you're going out there and vote for them. You don't vote for these fucking ass white people, right? And as long as you can tell them that, look, explain what is A.B. Anna Domini and Jesus and a Gregory calendar. It's not for Africans. Why don't you ask them to prove how they get permission to control our jurisdiction? Black people, we don't control white people's jurisdiction. We do not. They're fighting us everywhere we go, even to South Africa, fighting black people for their land. They come from the steppe in Europe. They were always uncivilized. 2 million years. So now they go to interbreed. They shouldn't interbreed with our blood. They should stay in their dumbness and live their life. No, but they decide, I want to jump all over you and breed you and fuck your ass and everything. That's what they want to do. And say, well, then, all right, we're going to take over from you and you have to be on the host. No, if you do not invalidate A.D. Anna Domini, it's a whole bunch of problems that Canada government and planet Earth. They just can't. That's not the way law works. Ask what were they doing when they were stealing and removing the king from power in Italy. Why they wanted to do that? They do that because they wanted to have an effect. And I think that they go to Africa and work some sodomite trick on the government over there. That's what I think. Because you don't see they do nothing at all to the Bible and all these other things, their existence. Africa say nothing. Nothing. They go to Libya and kill Gaddafi, Obama and Hillary. Go kill Gaddafi over what? The wealth that he had. You see what I mean? And that's all these white fucking ass people, that's all they do is live off African wealth. You see? And now, you see, because we allow them to say they have A.D. and a Domini government of Jesus Christ. I mean, even when we know that something is not true, we still allow these fucking ass idiots to do it and drag us down in there. That's right. Now, why is it hard for them to now pick up their what they have and go back where they come from? No, because what? It is what the black people have. That's what they're using. That's what they're using. They never have clothes before they met black people. No, they didn't. Okay? Now they talk about they want cotton when they come. Cotton and come for the cotton and want cotton. Who they learn it from? For 2 million years, they couldn't string a needle. They didn't have needle. None of those things they did have. Nothing. They didn't wear drawers because they couldn't make. Make it out of goat animal skin or something like that? These people don't have it. They are showing off. They don't have it. Let them come to the integrity of language and the civilized records, and you will find out what they write as record in the World History textbook. And you will find their disgrace is hidden in plain sight because they cannot represent themselves as a government. They are not. And if you go into one of their courthouse and stick it to the judge on jurisdiction, you know, how does white people get jurisdiction over black people? Where's the issue for that? Where's the government that exists before they come out? They invented Philistine and his friends, sodomite them. They make democracy. What is democracy? Democracy is a A.B. and a Damani fucking inspiration of these white people. They're not Augusta in real life. They want our life to be like theirs. We are hybrid. They don't want to respect the fact that we are hybrid. It's in the record is written in the certified history. We are created by the God's DNA fertilization in vitro, in God's room. That's the official history. What is official in the Bible? Nothing. Read that history. That's what we're supposed to do. All right. So I'm trying to tell you the only way that these folks are stopped, like as of now and wherever the truth is spoken, is when you hit the target, A.D. and Adamani, that they say is a calendar. It is not a calendar. Because they cannot usurp the government of the past. Because the government of the past is austerity in civilization. They are not civilized. They are not in our culture. If you know the truth, they run from you because they can't do those things for real. When you're breaking the law, they will tell you about, oh, you're breaking the law. The law, what the fuck? And talk about they make a federal law. Right? Their law don't really care nothing about black people. Don't you know that? No. Because they want you to think that they rule the world. Okay? And they're not ruling the world. But the world is the black people world, civilized world. But no fucking white ass fucking people them gay. It's not theirs. Their world belong over 7,000 years over on the north side. That's where they come from. So if they think that they are going to be here, oh, and have a jolly time, that's not true. That's not true. Because the truth is here. And the truth is what is annihilating them. The truth. And we don't take up, you know, a stick or nothing like that or throw a stone at them. We don't do none of that. We bear the problem until we get help. We get help from the gods. Okay? And that's right. When they decide that they are going to turn us into their sodomite culture, they're going to find out that is never going to happen. Get out. You get noticed. Get out. Okay? You don't want that. You want to stay here because you still want to fuck everybody body. And I'm saying, you know, get out. We are not made up like that. There's a lot of things here for people to read and understand the way the civilized world is constructed. When it did, right? And why nobody cannot usurp it. None at all. When they are telling us about their laws of that, they cannot usurp kingship government. They just can't. But they want you, the body fuck them, because they're body fuckers that, oh, they make law and you must abide by it. They use it and kill you anything. They are ultimate. Really? Really? What a world. What a world. What a world. No. When they sit down and have these guys talk about their judges and stuff like that, are you going there as a black person? They're going to marry you. They're going to do all kind of shit to you. Okay? And, you know, you want to file a case. You see the big bag of money they want for you to file a case in court. You see what I mean? When we have these type of a fucking idiot talking about the rule of our world, it's the worst thing for us. It's the worst thing. And when you have the Marcus Garvey and you have all of these civil rights defenders never come close to what the problem really is. Because the problem is about the calendar. Okay? It is the calendar. Calendar in history. tells you what it is based on. And it is not about them when we allow these white people coming in to us like they are a part of us. That's breaking the rule of our civilization. You understand that? That's breaking the rule of our civilization. And you read and see how much contamination they have committed since the past 2,000 years. They don't care about hurting anybody because they don't have civilized sense. They don't have, right? So they begin to imitate. That's what they have been doing, is imitating black people. You see? And they take over, you know, they get an inch, all right? And they go a little further and 2 inches and going until they get a foot. That's what these white people do. And make you think that they are legit. They are from heaven and from time immemorial. That's the kind of a position that they have. Really? You don't tell me that. You know, because that is never true in the history I read. Never true. So now, whatever people want to do with the little life they have, it's really up to them. I know what I'm doing with the life I have. Right? And that is not to make these shit house white people come here and talk about they controlling us with AD and Adamani. Because there is absolutely not even the smell of that. It's true. AD and Adamani don't based on nothing civilized. Let them go where their kind of civilized exists. Not among African ethnic people. Get out. That's all there is to it. Because we couldn't do that to them. You can't even tell them to get out of where they don't belong. And you know, how many places we settled down for about over some 70,000 years or 80,000 years. We settled down. And they live at their steppe and in Europe. And then because they intermingle with us, that's how they get some fans and begin to now rank up, fuck up. Okay? That black people think it's all right to marry to white people. Since when? That's been the record of history. It's after that. You see? And nobody is trying to get with the information, whereas we are to know. I am lucky I know what I am talking about right now and become married to words. Word science process. That today, when black people hear all of these horrible things being done to their culture, they don't pay that no mind. They go to church tonight, tomorrow night, you know, and praise Jesus. Imagine that Jesus died for their sin. Never existed. And black people believe that. And I read this, what they, the church creators, the Pope, what they have done to black people, and black people still have got church, they don't care. Listen, when you read this, it is so bad over the past 2,000 years that this Pope is feeling some pressure because they are experiencing a lot of pressure. The civilized world is caving in on them, you see. All right. So now it tells you can release a lengthy document Thursday. Yes, lengthy document Thursday, analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture. You hear that? They are making it a gesture, apologizing to a whole bunch of crime that they've done to the African people, right? And they're calling it a gesture. This is the attitude of these Adamites. Okay? That's it. Black people better read and get back into their mental position, civilized position. Because we can't live under this. No, we cannot live under this. And if you go into the court of law, what them have here, and talk about a U.S. government law, and you face them with the law that exists before their time, the real government law, the Elohim commandment, not Moses' Ten Commandments. This is what the sodomites, they are doing. We're not dealing with no Moses' Ten Commandments. Because what we have is the real thing. And it's not Ten Commandments. They are making using African character, African image are using against us. Because when we allow them to use Moses is not European. So they're bungling up everything, right? And so confusing when we are not right with the information. We can't help it, so we join them. On a side to go, right? So they're using all of our character and use a man like Moses. And yeah, they're talking about Moses killed a guy out there one day. Remember? They talk about Moses killed a stranger. Somebody who the white people they're talking about that Moses killed, you know, someone who was messing around, you know, on the turf. And not Nagasa. Not Nagasa. They will use the African character when they feel it helped them. When they want to denigrate the African evil of them, they find some way to discount the African, right? So you see, when they talk about Moses' Ten Commandments and they talk about Mount Sinai, you see Mount Sinai that they tell us about and Moses go up there and meet God, all that is rubbish. They're using history to phrase those things because they wouldn't have any civilized sense to make up any stories at all. You see? So if you don't know, these white people, they already done it over the past 12,000 years. That's where they are coming from with this added sense and miscegenation with African people, right? So a lot of people you're looking at and think that they are white. Look on their nose. Look on their nose. You see? Because white people don't have big, broad nose. You see what I mean? They have a little pointed, you know, thing as nose, right? So they have interbreed with the African people, and they have, you know, and they go far, far beyond that to look for white people. You just have a little light skin or something like that. They call you white. That's what they are doing, you see, because they are out of a civilized existence. You see what I mean? They are not mentioned in the World History textbook that we have here today as civilized people. It tells you that they lived in Europe for 2 million years and they are mute. They only make stone tools. They don't know nothing. We must drag them into the history. Get out of the sodomite church that don't mean anything to African people. We're never born in no sin. We're never shaped in no iniquity. Okay, so you just understand what they've been doing to black people over the past 2,000 years. Who do you think turned black people so wicked and bad? It's them. It's these white people, right? So when they bungle us up together and think that the church is a good thing, and we have that distinction that we think it is the devil and all that, there is no such a thing. No such a thing. You see? So I am not saying that there aren't evil powers in the world. I'm not saying that. Not saying that at all. But you got to understand how these things exist. You see, these sodomite people, as you can see them, effeminate just all around. Okay? You look at them. And you can see from back in time, in history, portrayal of them and what they have been doing. And you can tell they are a different set, a different group, a different culture. You can tell. You can tell that they are different. They don't like black people no more than wherever they think it's all right to behave like they like you. Okay? They are not into black people. And they are only into black people to the dimension that they can make you kiss their ass. You see, for being in the wrong place. You see, they want to be everywhere we have their taste there. But it is the other way around. It's where we are, is ours. So they scared everybody. Nobody don't want to talk. Well, scared me too. Scared me too. Because that's where all hell breaks loose. Even in my death, hell breaks loose. Because when I'm gone, I think I'm coming back here. I'm going to get permission to come back here in my ghost. You see what I mean? And I'll work. If I leave anything finished, I'm coming back to do it. As a ghost, and touch me. That's right. Because look, there is just no way we accommodate sodomite white people to take over our life. There's just none of that. When it don't cost me nothing to talk the truth, besides have the will to do it and just talk the truth. For me, people them, right? Doing all this kind of stuff to us, and we can't do nothing about it. That done with. We have the truth now. Because if they take you in a court, they want you to talk. You can't go in there and shut your mouth. You see what I mean? All right. Well, I know now, I don't know anybody that I am to expect that is going to come and cause me to become confused because me don't know what to say. That don't exist. Because me not talking about making computer. Me talk about calendar, history, the existence of civilization. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? They can't talk about that because only lie they tell to exist. Lie. Can unravel their lies. They are about run. They're turning tail. They got to go. They got to go. Okay? They tell too many lies. Too many lies. And they're too without conscience. Okay? And they think that you must bow down to the honest fucking nasty bitches. They can't get it. They must live with their... They only want to get what we have. And go on like, okay, we are nobody. That's the way of the uncivilized. Yes. The document list falls. The Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths. In the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, abuses of the rights of individuals. That these fucking asshole people that invade and conquest everywhere we are after they realize that they got to come our way because we are the one who are civilized. We are the one who will make things work for them. Just like how they talk about the gods and how good the gods are to them. But then, no sooner than they got what they think, is sufficient understanding to do what they want to do, they go out and establish their own new world order. All right. I read every, just about many programs, I read at least this to remind people that the gods came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art and science and through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. I read that often for people to understand. There is no other history but that. The Bible is off the table completely. It's not history. Okay? It's not certified that you can tell it is factual. What are you doing with it? These white fucking ass people, all they have is Jesus Christ on him, and you don't even know the context of the crucifixion. White people don't know the context of the crucifixion. Right? Today you have two faces competing to be Jesus. A black one and a white one. Which one of them is really Jesus? The one that is really Jesus are the white man. You see? Because that white man did not evolve out of a black man. And the black man could never be Jesus. So are the white man in the Bible are Jesus, of course. Because you can name anything, whatever you want. All right. So they draw this picture and call it Jesus. But they are connecting it up with the black man in Palestine. Why are they mingling their white fucking ass picture to a black man? It's because they can make money off of it. You understand that? Money off of black people. And laugh. Because they know they can't make money off of themselves. People running away from them. African people know a lot of people. Just because they don't hear, they are out there and going all over the place talking about it. A lot of them are afraid to talk about it. Because these sodomites, always, looking for some black people to kill them. You see what I mean? Now, we don't, simply because we're doing the wrong thing. We're doing the wrong thing. It's the reason why we are having this kind of a problem. Because we don't learn to speak the truth, our history. All right? And in large part, they are the ones who inhibit us from knowing our own history. All right? Well, the point is, it's all over with now. Okay? And if they want to, think themselves fierce enough to, talk about, they're going to resist us. Well, we allow them to come here. They have gotten what they want illegally. Now, we have superior power to tell them to get out. And that's what I'm saying. And if you don't hear me, you will hear the tornado. You will hear the wind coming for you, right? And you will see when it crushes your bone and everything that you have, it will be fine with me. We are here all these years and allow you to do all the things you do. And you don't wise up. You don't wise up. You're still, threatening us to suck our ass with your AD and Adamani. Well, now it turns around. You need to show love for what you are saying. Show love. Not fraudulent. AD and Adamani and a fraudulent Jesus Christ. Christ is a white man. Jesus Christ is not a black man. Talk about it in the context of Palestine, who was Jews 2,000 years ago, who was Semitic people 2,000 years ago. It's not you white fucking ass. You are calling yourself Gentiles. That's what you call yourself. Oh, what have you fucked that twists you up now that you don't know that you write in the Bible that is still telling black people were Jews? All over the Bible, it says that. You fucking ass white people are really so uncivilized, and now you want to tell us that you are controlling us? That's not true. It's not true. You are dreaming. Okay? You're dreaming. And what we're telling you, we don't want you anymore on our territory because you're going to suffer for it. We're not coming after you and do anything to you, but we're telling you, we're not even doing anything like anything physical or nothing. Telling you, we are invoke the power you can stop. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I meant to read this to you. How Indo-European Hittites originate from Elohim hybrid creation, right? So I was trying to read to you a while ago about Ham. They are always going to bring in the Bible to mingle up honest fucking white people with hybrid people, all right? So according to the tables of nations, which nation are they attacking? Because, you see, they can't be talking about white people as nation compared with civilized black people, all right? So you must know these things are black. When you read them, you know it's nonsense, all right? So it goes on now about who they are mixing up Hittites with. You see, black people must learn to read and understand what these jerks, white jerks, are doing. Now, according to the Table of Nations, in the book of Genesis, look, dump Genesis. It's fucking honest ignorance. That's what Genesis is. So from the fact that they're going into Genesis, this is how they're going to put their fucking self into the black people's culture and civilization. Your mind, when it comes to talking about, I mean, salvation and all that kind of stuff, they don't know nothing about civilization. They may read something about civilization and know what it is. They don't want no part of it anyway because they have to fuck us. They want everybody to fuck ass. That's why they get Obama to make the Supreme Court pass law. And the law they use is the 14th Amendment that is supposed to protect the black people. They don't use that liberty on the black people. They use it on sodomite, honest fuckers. They use it to make them a family now by law. Can you imagine that? Now, I am railing to tell the truth. Because they rather to bomb Malcolm X out. You see? They rather do that than try to do the right thing. They're going to use all of the Inquisition and stuff like that to kill out black people. Because that's what they do with A.D. and Adam and Allah. You understand that? They don't draw back from telling us that they don't have no fucking sense. You see, because they don't know to fuck vagina, and that is the rule of Mother Nature, to bear children, and if you want pleasure, you get pleasure too. These fucking ass, them don't want none of that. Okay. So When you see they got bringing all these things into black people and them are righteous, we must stop. We must rebuke those things. The Bible must be dumb. Okay? Talking about Genesis. It's not black people's book. You see? And if you want to read it to get some kind of information that has some sense, but you can't use it as a history book. You see? You might can find good use for something in there, but you can't use it as a history book. You just can't. And we don't allow white people to come into our territory and do it. That's why I'm telling you, they must get out of our territory. Your fucking ass culture. Get it out. You don't want it here. I'm telling you, you don't belong here. There's no history, no legal right. Okay? You have the history confronted you. Get out. I won't even bother read this. I won't even bother to read this. Because these folks are talking about like the Tower of Babel. And they are lying to you in the Bible about God came down from heaven. That's just how they tell you about God came down from heaven and cursed Miriam. You see what I mean? And not her brother. All the lies that we are believing in the Bible, my friend. You better be, you know, start and know for yourself. You don't better even read what they write in the Bible. I won't do it the honor of doing that. All right. Let's go back to what I will pursue is this. This is not Ham is from civilized existence. Polytheism. Because when human beings were created, it's gone down from 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. Right? And the flood was after we were created. Okay? So when they are talking about the nations of people that come out from Shem, Ham, and Japheth in the Bible. Don't accept that as a fact. Or look for the history that tells you that. Because that's all they do to erode sodomite inspiration nonsense in a book called Genesis. Genesis is the beginning of stuff. That's a lie. It's not our Genesis. Let these white, criminal fuckers ask. Let them go back to where they come from. We don't want them in our territory. You think they are here long enough now to earn that? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Because you see, the tornadoes keep on coming. Keep on coming. The tornadoes keep on coming. And we were not even asking God to do that. No, I am asking. I am asking the gods to bring more and get all of these sodomite, nasty bastards out of our territory. Then they will learn to keep themselves where they fucking belong. Okay? Now, they feel happy to come here and put black in prison almost as for a lifetime. Don't do nothing. And they don't even give them a trial. They don't care. Because they have no respect for African life, you don't see. That's it. So if you don't want to sustain your rights and speak the truth and kill AB Anadamani, it's up to you. You're going dead anyway, whether you want to or not. Right? You just don't have no reward if you are not working for the pay. Now, indigenous and civilized proto-Indo-European belongs to the Eastern Europe Steppe, not in African territories anywhere. Indo-European E-type occupied the ancient region of Anatolia, also known as Asia Minor, BCE. And in that time proved a worse. Yes, in that time proved a worse king had his three predecessors who were the Hittites descendants, who were the Hittites descended from. See that? So now they are talking about Anatolia, Asia Minor. That's where a lot of hybridization took place between blacks and them sodomites. So they are saying and in that time proved a worse king than his three predecessors who were Hittites. You hear that? This king is a Hittite. That means he's a sodomite. And he's saying there were three predecessors before, but he became the worst one. Right? And saying the Hittite descended from that sodomite king. Right? They are repeatedly mentioned throughout the Hebrew Tanakh, also known as the Christian Old Testament. When they say Christian Old Testament, it's to make you feel like Christianity is a good thing. A lot of black people into it, black people love Christianity. So these things are not true. This is a whole bunch of garbage I'm reading here, and if I didn't read the history, I know, I would be sucking it up too. All right, so what are they doing now? They are bringing in sodomite culture into civilized culture. That's what they're doing. And if you don't know, you will be, saying amen and hallelujah to what they say, because you didn't know where it come from. And you're sucking in what they tell you. So it goes on to say, as the adversaries, but the Christian Old Testament, as the adversaries of the Israel, of the Israelites, right? Adversary, the Christian Old Testament is adversaries of the Israelites and their God. You know, this is a whole bunch of foolishness here, because they were talking about Elohim God, a little God, right? So you see, they're mingling up their filthy self with their black people, and you don't know it when you don't read the history. And now, according to Genesis, see, they're not going to history now. They are going to Bible. We don't have no certification. Genesis 10, they were the descendants of Eth, Canaan. You see now? So you see how easy they defraud the African people. You see, they come into your blood and connect up with you by writing all these lies and call you son of Canaan, who was the son of Ham. You hear that? See that? So as easy as that, these honest fucker get into your ass. Just like that. Just like that. 1,000 years, they have done so much of this already that black people don't know themselves. They don't know themselves. You see, because I have to read and read good, read for, you know, extended time. You see, and consider what I'm reading before I can make all these distinctions that we ought to know. So it goes on to say, who was the son of born of Noah? You hear this? Genesis 10. Where them get this from? The filthy house Genesis, certified by any academic consultant. You imagine this. And they use this. Black people should not be a victim of this. it's time we move on further away from these old bunch of Bible-based nonsense. Indo-European languages, family of languages spoken in most of Europe and eras, of by far the best known Anatolian language. You hear that? Anything them touch, it turn gold. These sodomites. You see them come and mingle themselves up with black people. Why can't they mingle themselves up with themselves? No, because I tell you, they realize over 12,000 years, if they don't talk to black people, they won't amount to nothing. And so it is the gods who they learn from. If they didn't, they wouldn't be what they are today. They learn from the Institute of the Gods. Right? In the Pantheon, where people learn. And that's what they learn and turn around to destroy the world with the knowledge that they get from us. Okay? Now, they're not using history. They're using Bible. It goes on to say, son of Ham. All right. So it talks about the by far the best known Anatolian language is Hittite. So who are they setting up on top? No. You may think Hittite is a normal civilized group of people. No, but they sodomize them. And see, they mix the sodomites in to be descendant hybrid people. And that's a serious thing to do. The official language of the in the stipi, listen, in the stipi. to the north, from modern Hungary to East Chinese Turkistan. In the middle of the first millennium BCE, Germanic tribe lived in southern circa 1180 BC. The empire came to an end during the Bronze Age collapse. And splintered into several departments. Neo-Hittite cities, some of which survived until the 8th century BCE. What race were Hittites? Hittites, member of an ancient Indo-European people. You hear that? Neo-Hittites. You see, and talk about city-states. They don't make city-states coming in now and talk like they're a part of us. If you don't understand that, you don't keep white people in your head and thinking that they are a part of black people. No! You know, it's illegal miscegenation that they have done, mixing with black people over the stipi, the Pontic, Caspian. That's the place. You see, where they mingle a lot with the African people. And today we are suffering for that. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you. It's hard to get rid of them if you don't know what you're doing. You have to know the history. Now, what race were Hittites? Your race? What race do you expect? A sodomite race, right? Hittite, member of the ancient Indo-European people. Now you think that European people make civilization before 12,000 years. They were never civilized. And remember, after African people were created 1,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, we leave Africa and go to the outer world and settle down. And at that time, these white people were not talking to black people yet. So there is no civilized record for them that you will find beyond 12,000 years. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Okay? So, it is hard to get good grasp of what happened in the past. If somebody knows, if you don't read it and know it. You see? Because how can you know what happened in the past when you were not there? And it's only history that recorded will make you see that picture of the past. Now, if you don't know the rule, you're going to get destroyed. You have to learn the historic rule because that's wrong. When you read the true history, certified history, some things written in the World History textbook here by these sodomite white people don't have no certification. The only certification it has is that, yes, it is written in the World History textbook, but does anything certify it outside of it just being in the World History textbook? No. History, you read about Chinese, you can go back Indians and all these other race of people. You read about, you see, you can go and find the fact of it, that it existed, but not in these faggot stuff that they write in the World History textbook and giving you all these false accounts of themselves. Because they want to mix them fucking ass with us who don't fuck us. That's what these white people are doing. That's what the church is about. We never tell about Christianity like a good thing. Now, I'm coming to a close. Now, we know that they identify themselves. And if you're color and tracing this, you will pick up and find out. This is what these fuckers of asses, that's what they are doing to the black people. If you don't see what they're doing to the black people, look online, I don't know. Pray to the gods of heaven, not to the Bible God, okay? Not to the faggot God, what they have, talk about a spirit God. Not that. I'm talking about the gods that you read about in history. If you want to think that there is one God that make heaven and earth, well, that's not what the history is telling us. History is telling us that the universe is about some, 16 billion or more years, more or less, right? And we are in a solar system that is only 6 or 5 billion years old. And when humanity begin to develop on planet Earth, the history tells us who are civilized from who is not civilized. It's into the World History textbook, right? So read the history and find out. Now, so they talk about ancient Indo-European people who appeared in Anatolia at the beginning of the second millennium BCE, by 1340 BCE, they had become one of the dominant power of the Middle East. So what we have here, when I'm talking about close to us here, like 2 millennium, take that from 12,000 years over the past 12,000 years, and see, they are showing you that these white people have been interbreeding with the black people from way back 12,000 years, coming right on to where we are here today. So the amount of civilization that they have raised with black people blood are them. They are the ones now that have this intellect, because they get some from the Neanderthals and they get the rest from the African people. This is what we have going on, why black people fail to deal with them. And to you know, we fail to know what the problem is and deal with them accordingly. We cannot deal with them. So they use all this weaponry and stuff like that and scare off all of us and kill enough of us. And this is what is happening. I realize we don't understand. Now, don't tell me that me don't understand, because, you know, if me don't understand, I mean, I would be gone long ago, you know. I am as firm as the first day, right? And it will only get better when I learn even more, okay? And if you want to be afraid of these people, they will kill you and stuff like that. Don't afraid of that. Don't afraid of that. Think about that. They are afraid of what you have to say. Yeah, that's right. Because they have something to lose, and they know that. You ever hear them talk about they're going to lose their, lose their democracy. They have something to lose because that is hoax. Democracy is hoax. It's not no real government. Stop. I don't have no real government, and it's ready for me to show anybody that white people don't have any government. They are crooked. They are criminals. They just kill everybody that they want to kill. You don't see Chinese do it. You don't see Indian do it. You don't see no black people do it. Only them fuck ass like to kill off other civilized people. They don't care about them because they want to survive fucking ass all the time of their existence. And if you're afraid to tell them, something wrong with your head. Because nothing is supposed to keep you back from telling them the truth. Okay? Nothing stops you from telling them the truth. Let them fall out of the sky and never go back to themselves any ever more. Let everything destroy them because they destroy us first. And we don't go after them. Lucky what we are doing, you know, is not go a route where they don't have the liberty to walk away. They have liberty to walk away because we tell them, get your shit off. Fuck ass. We don't want you here no more. It's all over. Go back where you come from. And you can stay there. And because you'll fuck ass too much. And the world is coming to a standstill as far as your fucking ass is concerned. Go back where you come from. You're cursed, because you are a sodomite, wicked murderers. The wind and the rain and all the destructive force take you where, you know, into the abyss, because that's where you all need to go. Think now, I mean, people overlooking and think that you all are nice people, fucking ass, making law for us to fuck ass to, and have your Bible talking about Jesus and all this kind of stuff. Oh, with your fucking ass, where you come from? That's where you ought to go, because you're not accepted as anybody civilized in the world, is it, for me to even do you that favor. Now, I'm done, and, you know, this friend of mine sing this tune, Fools Die for Want of Wisdom. See if you are blessed by this tune here.
Righteous teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up our creation. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth.